We're now about 2 days away from the solar eclipse. Many people are arriving in the state or are already on their way to where they plan to watch the solar spectacle. What are your chances of seeing it? Well, Maculum has a preview of your eclipse forecast.
Let's preface with this is the weather, so it's subject to change. But the tentative outlook can best be summed up with a song.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies.
All signs point to conditions being good along the path of totality through Idaho. Meteorologist Elizabeth Padian works out of the National Weather Service's Boise office. She says the 50,000 or so people heading to Weezer shouldn't be disappointed.
As we get into Monday morning and then through the afternoon, it looks like, well, mostly clear skies for the entire day. So I think Weezer's going to be a really good place to view it.
A bit to the east, Cascade is also preparing to welcome eclipse watchers. They can expect
similar weather. I think there might be some clouds off to the north as well as off to the south, but I think the Cascade area should be mostly clear as well.
Next up along the path of totality, we hit Stanley and Ketchum. Alex DeSmit, a meteorologist in Pocatello, says it'll be mostly sunny.
So what that means is there could be a cloud or two, but not really enough to cause a difference. Really not enough to be all that noticeable.
In the far east of the state, both Rexburg and Idaho Falls are in the path of totality and expecting a flood of visitors coming up from Utah. DeSmit says it might be a little cloudier there than the middle of the state.
It looks like more of a thin, high cloud that would still be opaque enough to see through.
Keep in mind, nothing is definite. Elizabeth Padian again.
Things can change on us, and when it does, we'll get the word out. But as of right now, the forecast looks good along the path of totality.
Nothing but blue skies.
Nothing
probably.
Blue
For KBSX
skies.
News, I'm Matt Gillum.
Do I see?